The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart. Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be made known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Be afraid of the one who can destroy both body and soul in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Be afraid, rather, of the one who destroys body and soul in Gehenna. Today's readings have a lot of theology. Second reading from St. Paul is the theology of original sin and how through sin of one man, Adam, sin entered the world and spread to all, and death was the result of sin. But how then in one man, Jesus Christ, the new Adam, he overcame sin and death and shares with us divine life and salvation. And this is the reason why we should not be afraid. For nothing can separate us from the love of God. If we have salvation in Jesus Christ, it's easy to say, but it's still very true. We have nothing to fear. The gospel also brings to mind something else. The judgment. Jesus says to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed. Nothing made secret that will not be made known. Nothing secret that will not be made known." Do you know our Catholic faith talks about judgment? And when we die, there's a particular judgment. And our body is in the ground awaiting a final resurrection. In the final resurrection, there is a general judgment. The resurrection of our bodies, all persons who ever lived, called before the throne, and in public, a judgment. Isn't that incredible? It's almost like science fiction, isn't it? That is our faith. It's what Jesus revealed. And that can be scary, that there would be a public judgment, so everyone sees your dirty laundry. But you know what? It's not meant to cause us fear. It's meant to encourage us. Here's a silly example. Very silly. But it's happened this week. I was having a tough week. These have been tough weeks for all of us. I know that, right? And I was just losing battle after battle and feeling beat up really bad. And so on my golf day, I'm going out to the tee and I'm thinking about, well, you know, I've done some good things in my life, trying to cheer myself up. And I get on a tee and, you know, it's a foursome we've been playing with for a long time. And two of them are friends I've had for 30, 40, 50 years. I forget how long. But one of them is kind of a newcomer to the group. And just out of nowhere, he says, "Oh, you should have known all the things Paul has done." He starts singing my praises in public, and I'm going, yeah. call it pride. It felt good when you're down. The public judgment is meant to call to light all those good things we've done in the light of others, but more so in the light of God. And even more than that, there's so many things we've done good that we don't even recognize. And no, it is can be pride to do good things to get recognized, and it could be a little bit vain to take pride in that, but we can take healthy pride in that we did it for love of God and love of others, and the one who loves us noticed and appreciated it. That's what the judgment's meant to be. The one who loves us, who's seen every single moment of our lives, knows exactly what we've been through, will compliment us and call to mind and thank us for all the good we've done. And so, brothers and sisters, let us do good while we still have time. Be afraid of no one. Do good. Don't shy away from those very simple moments where someone's saying something you know they shouldn't say and we don't say a word. No. Correct them lovingly. Jesus says, if you deny me in front of others, I will deny you in front of the Father. Scary, right? But he says, if you stand up for me in front of others, I will stand up for you in front of the Father. And we don't have to be preachy about it. We just have to do good and be unafraid to share and call others to that same good. This month, this week, June 25th, we celebrate the 45th anniversary of a martyr from this parish, Father Casimir Seifer, associate pastor at this parish. At age 34, after being a few years here, and some of you may still know him, but I know parishioners who've given me pictures of him, he went to Honduras and was martyred for teaching the faith to the poor. God calls us to great things, to not be afraid. And yes, it's a great thing to be a martyr, and we think, oh, that's really tough, how can I do it? But it's harder to be a living martyr. It's harder to get your rear end kicked for God every so often, trying to correct people lovingly and stand up for them and then being mocked or ignored or written off as someone who's irrelevant. And so, let us not be afraid to stand up for Christ and know that in the final judgment, everything we've done for God's good will be noticed, and he will thank us, and he will embrace us.